KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Durban councillors called for a complete overhaul of Umhlanga's sewage system, saying the Ward 35 community has been plagued by multiple spills in a single week. Bradley Singh says a blockage at a pump station disrupted the flow of water into the treatment plant.
The rising main collapsed at Armstrong Avenue, and the municipality for 15 days just put danger tape and left it for the sewage to overflow. And then the one in Shelbourne, the pump station collapsed, and then the sewage would overflow. There was an overflow into the stormwater system, which led into Saratoga Park and then went along into the beach.
Singh's plea comes ahead of the launch of a special investigating unit probe into allegations of mismanagement at Edikweni's Water and Sanitation Department. He says Umhlanga is just one area dealing with sewer problems for years.
There's three things that's an issue that causes these problems. One is the aging infrastructure. Two, we do not have the spares on hand. And three, incompetence. On Thursday, when I was at Armstrong Pump Station and I asked the officials working on the pump station, what's the real problem? What's going on? He says to me, "Councillor, I don't know what the problem is, but I'm trying to find a solution."
President Cyril Ramaphosa approved the SIU probe, which will specifically focus on services provided to human settlements and schools between 2015 and February this year. The unit says it will determine whether contracts were awarded legally. Now, cases of hand, foot and mouth disease have jumped to 168 in KZN. Health officials say Etiqueni has recorded the highest number of infections, with 120 confirmed. The department says the viral infection, which primarily affects children, causes flu-like symptoms, blisters and swollen hands. Pediatrician Bekezelo Hlope has stressed the importance of maintaining good hygiene.
How is it prevented? It's to make sure that you do a proper hand washing with water and soap for at least 20 seconds if you are exposed or if you have the illness yourself. Make sure that the surfaces are cleaned with any disinfectant that you have at home. You can even use Jik or any other disinfectant you have at home.
And a team's been deployed to investigate how a plane flipped upside down while landing at an airport in Canada. At least 18 people were injured when the Delta Airlines plane crash-landed at Toronto Pearson. Images from the international airport show the jet belly up on the tarmac. Fire Chief Todd Aitken says all 80 people on board were evacuated from the plane.
The cause of the crash is still under investigation and being led by the Transportation Safety Board. This is an active investigation. It's really important that we do not speculate. What we can say is the runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
32 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 28, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, a former Man United goalkeeper Mark Bosnich believes that head coach Ruben Amorim's methods will eventually stick despite their poor form. The big three managed to avoid each other in the Nedbank Cup quarterfinal draw, and Djokovic not entirely happy with the Jannik Sinner doping saga.